She inhales deeply. The blankets smell of musk and wood, some kind of cologne mixed with skin and hair, unfamiliar oils. Cly opens her eyes, sits up. "What is it?" Edith is panting beside her. Cly stands, pulls her t-shirt over her bare chest. "Who else is living here?" "What?" "You said you were alone. Who else would be here, Edith?" She speaks quickly, without thinking, her voice high, and her lover's name comes out French, the accent slipping effortlessly into her speech. "Edith." Edith leans back, propping herself up with her arms. "Would you like to meet him?" Her voice is controlled, quiet. "Him? Who's him?" Edith looks her hard in the eye as if to say, "Come on now, you silly girl." "My husband." Cly's stomach drops. "I mean, you had to know. It's pretty obvious, don't you think?" Edith gestures toward the room around her. Cly covers her mouth, swallows hard against a swell of nausea. Edith stands up. "Don't be like that. Look, he knows, okay? He knows." "You're married." Cly forces the words out, finally. "Of course," she thinks. She imagines her mother's smirking red lips, crooked and garish, her cigarette stained from her kiss.
"A proper affair," she'd say.
"Someone married. A woman, no less." And then certainly Claire would have her own story about an affair with a woman, an heiress or maybe a dairy farmer's daughter.
"Brava," she'd clap.